If you've been with me during the month of May, you know that our power or gift has been power. And so we are bringing our power in for a landing, but in no way are we releasing it. We're just going on to the next experience, which will be imagination for the month of June, and our color will be light blue. So check your closets and see what you've got. So, good morning. Hi, no, he's okay. So I wanted to go back and review our month and just talk about this experience of power. And the book that I'm using, as you probably know, for the year is The 12 Powers of Man by Charles Fillmore. And there's a wonderful supplemental book that goes along with that, How to Use Your 12 Powers by William Warch. And he talks about the steps of power or the experience of power being silence, thought, and word. So starting with silence, and we talked a couple of weeks ago about the experience of silence, not necessarily perfectly quiet, but being able to focus. Even though there are cute babies in the room, being able to focus on what's being said. Even though the television's on, or there's traffic in the background, or you're concentrating on not running into the person in front of you because you're in traffic, still being consciously aware of what you're being told. And we'll talk about much more about that a little later on. In the Buddhist tradition, they call it mindfulness. So as I'm washing the dishes, as I'm doing whatever I'm doing, I'm still able to be aware of where my thoughts are going and keep bringing them back. There's also thought with joy as our foundation. And we talked about that last week. As you probably know, but in case you don't, I post my Sunday talks on my blog. And you can go to the church's website and click, and that will take you over to the blog and just click on the link, and then you can take me wherever you go or listen to my message at home or on your smartphone or wherever. So if you're not able to be with us or you want to hear that again, those are always posted there, and I invite you to go on anytime you'd like to and listen. But we talked about the experience of joy last week being our foundation. So I may not be happy with what's going on. I may see, like Jerry talked about earlier in our opening meditation, I may have the appearance of lack or struggle or dis-ease or disharmony. But under that appearance, there is that foundation of joy, the joy being our oneness, the joy being knowing that there's more to it than that. We were talking earlier this morning about the concept of metaphysics. That's what this teaching is. And I remember when we first founded, the friends that introduced us to this congregation, we're talking about metaphysics, and I'd never heard that word before. What in the world is metaphysics? It's meta being beyond the physical. So we see what we see, but there's always we know that there's always something more. There is that creative process. There is our thoughts that become our experience, and there's always something more than we can see. And we have that foundation, knowing that despite appearances, we know that all is well. And then our word. And on Mother's Day, I really had a good time with this talk. I truly did. On Mother's Day, my topic was watch your mouth. Because what do we talk about all day, either verbally to people, other people, or the thoughts that we have in our minds? Do we reside in that ain't it awful club? Do we stay in that, you know, the economy and those politicians and, you know, those people that make all that money are so rotten and awful, and they're somehow taking my good away from me? Do we talk about that, or do we recognize that it's all consciousness? Because it is. It's all consciousness. What do we talk about? So I'm bringing the month of May in for a landing this morning using Raymond Charles Barker's book, The Power of Decision. This is such a good book. And he says, decision is the most important function of the individual mind. No creative process can begin until a decision is made. Then, having made the decision, every right idea will flow into my consciousness. Each idea will reveal itself at the instant I need it. Excuse me. The creative process awaits your decision and your calm acceptance of the necessary work on your part following the decision. Repeating, no creative process can begin until a decision is made. So we go to lunch, and we're sitting there at the table, and the server comes to take our order, and we say, just bring me something you think I'd like. Or we call up, who's got mail? Well, we call up Amazon, and we say to the operator, I don't know if they have operators or if you can just do it online, but somebody that takes orders over the phone, just bring me something you think I'd like. How far do you think you'd get? Not very, because we have to make the decision. What do we do? How do we handle, how do we deal with this creative process, this thing called life? Are we consciously choosing what we're going to create? Are we willing to make that decision? Or do we stay stuck in, I want to do something, but I'm not sure what. I want to go someplace, but I'm not sure where. Guess what? If you don't turn on the engine and put the shift lever into reverse, you're going to stay in the driveway. It's always our decision. Life, God, Spirit, the universe, our higher power always says yes to us so we can stay right there. That's okay. You know, we don't have to do anything. But if and when we choose to, it requires our decision. What's our motivation for deciding what we want? If it has something to do with the word should, I so invite us to look at that. I really should call my mother. I really should clean the garage. I really should whatever it is. I don't know about you, but my experience has been, and this is one of my favorite words, as you probably know, chances are, if you have the word should in the thought, it's something you don't want to do. So if we're shoulding on ourselves, we get to release that and decide, do we really want to do this or do we not? Because it's always, again, our decision. We didn't come here to struggle. We didn't come here to experience lack and limitation and disease and all the rest of that. We came here to go to then, you've heard this before, we came here to go to the waterfall of life with, because it always says yes, we can go either with a teaspoon or with a tractor trailer truck. It always will fill up whatever consciousness we bring it, but do we go with a teaspoon or do we go with the whatever's bigger than a tractor trailer truck to get that abundance that always flows to us when we allow it to? It's always our decision. The book says, Raymond Charles Barker's book says, you can live a much fuller life right where you are in your present circumstances. It does not require more money, a better job, a nicer home, or a different partner. It requires a change of consciousness. The moment you decide to live a richer life, your consciousness will devise the ways and means of your having it. Your consciousness is the individualization of the total consciousness of being. I'm going to talk about that word rich. So keep that in the back of your mind. We'll talk about that in a minute. The power of decision. And he talks about four different areas of life, and I'm going to brush through each of them quickly because we all have something to do this afternoon, so I'm not going to spend the whole day talking with you about this book. Starting with deciding to be happy. there are always those things. And at the risk of patting myself on the back, I have someone in my life that can be a little snarky. I don't know if that's a word or not, but I used it so it's now. But do you know what I mean? Just a little, they say something and you think, what? 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 You really said that? We get to decide because somebody says something. Somebody says something or somebody does something. We get to decide how we're going to react to that. Do you ever feel like you've just lost complete control of the room? We get to decide how we're going to react to that. And what I must do in my life in so many different, well, not so many, but a few different experiences is remember what A Course in Miracles says, that I can have peace instead of this. Now, if we're in a situation with somebody and we say, now wait just a damn minute. Okay. Or I could have peace instead of this. Not allowing myself to be verbally abused, not allowing myself to be a doormat, but recognizing what battles are mine to fight and what are mine not to fight. So we can decide to be happy. Feels so much better than that conflict back and forth. We can decide to be healthy. We have the most amazing people in this room, and I have the most amazing people in my life that are such wonderful role models to me, because the number that we call age has nothing to do with the truth of who we are, unless you're a wine or a cheese. If you're a wine or a cheese, your age means something. If you're not a wine or a cheese, it doesn't mean anything unless you assign meaning to it. So we just go and do what we're going and doing. It's absolutely awesome. We can decide to be healthy. We can decide to be creative, and I would add the word consciously creative, because we're creating later this afternoon and tomorrow, right now. What are we deciding? What are we creating in our lives? More of the same or something new and different? Are we allowing ourselves to step out? I quoted Edwin Gaines last week, I think. She talks about going out on a limb and knowing that the universe is going to grow the tree to support the limb. We went out on a limb, and our most wonderful special events coordinator, Melissa Greenberg, took us out on the limb to get Pam Grout, the author, E squared and E to the third power. She is New York Times best-selling author, going to talk to Google, one of the 100 largest companies in the world, going to talk to Google after she spends time with us. And Melissa said, I love this book. It's made a difference in my life. What if we got her in San Diego? So Melissa decided that we would. And she sent her an email. And danged if she didn't respond. She's going to be with us July 31st and August 1st. And things keep happening. We keep getting sponsors. We keep getting the universe saying, well, yes, of course. We decide to be creative and then stand back and watch how life says, yes, of course. I'm happy to help with that. Yes, of course, I'm happy to do that. Yes, of course, I'm happy to help you create this experience that's going to be greater than you could have imagined. And I know that we've got a room that seats 500 people that isn't going to be big enough. And how cool is that going to be? Amazing. We know that. It's in the creative process. It's absolutely going to happen for us. And then decide to live richly. I love this word, and consider the word richly, because we can live richly. It has nothing to do with our bank balance or our credit card balance or what the Dow Jones Industrial Average did last week. It has everything to do with how we live this moment. It's still kind of cool and cloudy. Was cool and cloudy in La Mesa this morning. And so we opened all the windows downstairs, and I love having to go put on a pair of socks because my toes are cold. And whatever blows your skirt up, I know. I love the feeling of the humidity and the moisture. It's just, to me, that's just richness. Being able to bask in that, knowing that in this wonderful place called San Diego, in a very short period of time, we won't be doing that anymore, and we'll be complaining to anybody that will listen because it's so hot. So we enjoy, I love the coolness and the fog and the cloudiness in the morning. Living richly allows us to be in the moment and bask in the joy of whatever's going on and the gratitude for whatever it is. Living richly allows us and requires us to be in the moment and see and feel the joy of whatever it is. We live richly in those other areas that we already talked about. We live richly in our relationships when we reach out to somebody and say, you know, I was just thinking about you and I'd love to see you, or I was just thinking about you and I hope that all is well. And we live richly when we're the recipient of that. Somebody out of the blue calls and says, it's been a long time, how are you? Or I was just thinking about you. I love the experience of that. That experience of living richly in our relationships, and like I talked about before, deciding, what am I going to do with this? And am I going to do anything with this? Or just allow it to lie there and step over it and move forward? Those of you who have dogs at home, I won't go into details, but you get the gist of it. We can step right into it and make a great big mess, or we can step right over it and go on. It's always our choice. It's always our decision. Living richly means we can be at peace. What are we thinking about right now, right now? Oop, I'm out of butter. I don't want to do that tomorrow. Whatever it is, living richly allows us and requires us to stay in this moment and the lusciousness, love that word, the lusciousness of this moment. Because that's all we have. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what we're in the middle of. We could be sitting by the pool on the big island of Hawaii drinking an adult beverage. But if we're worried about what we're going to come back to when we get home, or thinking about how much we don't want to go back to work a week from now, we've spent way too much on the vacation because that's no vacation. We took whatever it is with us. Living richly allows us to stay in the joy and the wonder of this moment and say, thank you. Thank you for this thing called life. You know, Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind, one of his books, and I think they might have changed the title, but one of the early books was This Thing Called Life. This thing called life is just the most amazing experience when we choose to be fully present. You know, the people and the experiences and the coincidences, and you know there's no such thing, but the God winks, you might say, but just those things that just keep happening for us that we might discount. Well, gee, that was strange. No, it wasn't. That's how life works. That's how life always works for us. We live richly when we stay in the mystery. How will that happen? What's that going to look like? What most amazing good, greater than I could have imagined, will come to me as a result of my decision to do, be, or have whatever it is? I have a little thing with control, although I'm better than I was. And if you spend any time with me, you know that I have a little thing with control. How delicious is it when we give up control and decide it's going to be greater than we could have imagined. We're going to fill up that room with 500 people. We're going to manifest that extra $15,000, whatever it is in our lives. And we stay out of the ways that it could happen and the ways that it couldn't possibly happen, and allow the universe to direct it and allow the universe to do what it does. We have to decide. Sometimes we decide what we want, but then we carry along all the ways we want to help. Okay, Spirit, this is what I want. I accept it, and so it is. But it's got to come this way, this way, this way, or this way. It couldn't possibly come this way or this way. Do we allow ourselves to allow ourselves? Do we allow life to do what it does for us, or do we stay stuck in how it could be and how it couldn't be? The power of decision is so important, but I suggest for us that it takes more than that. And I was reminded of the steps for doing a fire walk. At Edwin Gaines's place, we go through when you do a fire walk or not, or don't do a fire walk. And you might remember the story that I didn't walk when I was with her last month. But the process is, there are some steps to follow, no pun intended. Expect the best, pay attention, go for it, and take the first step. Very often, I've decided to increase my income. I've decided to get myself in better physical health. I've decided to release that relationship. Nice. But then it requires us to do something. So we have to take that first step. Yes, I've decided to accept that, but chances are, sitting on the couch waiting for the UPS man or FedEx or DHL or Postal Service to bring that box of $100 bills, chances are that's not going to manifest whatever it is for us. Wanting the new relationship and going and sitting on the couch and waiting for the phone to ring may not manifest that for us. Instead, we need to listen. We need to do. We need to ask. And quoting Edwin Gaines again, what must I change about myself? What must I release? What must I accept in order for this to happen? So our decision is more than just the mental, or more than just the spiritual. It's also the listening to what I need to do to allow this to happen. That's part of that decision. We say we pray and then move our feet. So who should I call? What should I do? Who should I ask about whatever this is? There in your bulletin this morning is all sorts of fun stuff, not the least of which being the pink sheet. W.H. Murray was a mountain climber. And I love this quote from his book, The Scottish Himalaya Expedition. But when I said that nothing had been done, I erred in one important matter. We had definitely committed ourselves and were halfway out of our ruts. We had put down our passage money, booked a sailing to Bombay. This may sound too simple, but is great in consequence. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, there's that word, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So they decided they were going to go and then went and put down the money. The point is, you make the decision and then you do something. Because, and at the risk of humanizing spirit, our doing something shows life, with a capital L, that we're serious about this. We're not just crapping around. We're not just sitting around, gee, wouldn't it be nice if. We are stating our intention, making the decision, and then we've got some commitment. We've got something following up that decision. Because otherwise, yeah, I decided I'm going to get in better physical health. And 6 months from now, I could still be in that decision. Big woo. I need to do something to follow up that decision. Otherwise, we just stay exactly where we are, which is a decision too, but there's always much more opportunity for us. So we take that first step. And very often it requires listening. What do I need to do? Who do I need to call? Where do I need to go? If you're with me last week, our assignment, if you chose, or our experiment, if you chose to do it, from Pam Grout's book was the abracadabra principle, that we ask for something and within 48 hours it manifests for us. Anybody have experience with that that they'd like to share? Melissa?
Well, yeah.
Yep, sure.
It's all about this event for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
So for those of you that weren't here that don't know, we asked Bella Tosca Spa to be our sponsor for the Pam Grout event. And they came through with $900, which is half of the room rental. They are picking up Pam Grout's hotel room for the weekend. And I'm getting daily, you go girl, from the manager, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I sent her, we're in Life Connections magazines. There's some up there. I passed a couple out. We're in the inside cover. We scored an interview for July. It was just everything that I was like, hey, can we do this? Can we do this? And so I thought, okay, program. We could actually get this thing paid for before we sell a single ticket. We're there. Like, we're really close. So, okay. I called an art gallery that looked cool. And they were like, oh my God, this sounds so great. And they were like, yes, let's do it. And then I called Hornblower Cruises. I'd met someone there. And I said, do you do this kind of thing? Sure. If we don't take an ad, we'll give you some tickets to raffle off. Okay, and then I called an old friend who had, she just got the champagne concession on Virgin America Airlines. She's,
wow.
Portage is her brand. It's a beautiful champagne. And I said, you know, would you come on board as a sponsor, take out an ad or something? You know what, I'll donate the product for your VIP event. Mm. Oh. And the hotel says, well, no, you can't do that. We're going to charge you $20 for corking each bottle. I said, well, that's stupid. So I wrote her back, can we have individual little bottles to give out at our reception in swag bags. Like, this thing is getting really out of control, but it's great. So Friday night, we just booked the Town and Country's, I want to say lounge, but it's not a lounge. It's beautiful. It's their bar, and it's this gorgeous lounge area, and there's a big area for the step and repeat, which if you don't know, that's a red carpet, and you stand in front of it, and there's, like, Bella Tosca and Joyful Living will be on the background. Like, you know, like you see in all the magazines. That's us, a red carpet event. And they're doing, oh, yeah, we'll do trade pastors. Like, we can afford all of it. We actually, like, this is not like, oh, God, I hope we can do it. We're practically almost there. So I'm actually, this is my pitch now.
Okay.
I'm looking for leads. I'm not asking you to sell anything. Just give me some names. Because I have no problem getting on the phone, calling any company and saying, hey, you know what you want to do? And I thought the hardest thing to do would be to sell it to men or people who aren't necessarily spiritual or think I'm trying to sell them some packaged version of religion. And all I say to them is, we create the world we live in. Like, what are you making? What are you doing? And whether you believe this stuff works or not, I said, you don't have to. Because no matter, you're still doing it. And that got the restaurant manager, he goes, you know what? I know you're a nonprofit. So he starts, he's like, I'm going to waive that corkage fee if she doesn't do it. Like, all of a sudden, he's like, he goes, I get that. I like that.
They're waiving the corkage fee?
Oh, I didn't tell you? Yeah.
They're waiving the corkage fee?
Yeah.
Why am I surprised?
I don't know. But anyway, that's
wow.
The tickets are now, like, we're now selling them. So they're only $30 up until June 30th. $30 to change your whole life. I've spent more on bad haircuts, so. and we want to do the VIP reception and the workshop. Awesome, $90 for a weekend that will be completely transformative. And we've sold 3 tickets. Somebody just emailed me 3 tickets from girls who are coming from Texas. And they're going to stay in the hotel.
Wow. Go ahead. See, we yes. That's what happens. That's what happens when we make this decision and then take the first step. That's what happens. Melissa, thank you. That's very exciting. Yep. Butts. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So this week, You have another sheet in your bulletin. I believe it's white. It's the assignment, because we make the decision, like we talked about earlier, we make the decision, but then we listen. What do I need to know? What do I need to do? Who do I need to call to make this, to allow this to happen? So this is our assignment for the week, and I invite you, what do you need to know? Maybe it's car keys. Have you ever done that? Can't find the friggin' car keys, right? How could you be so stupid? You have got to get organized. You can never find anything in this house. This house is such a mess. And all the time that you're beating yourself up over the fact that you can't find your car keys, guess what? You can't find your car keys because you're spending your time beating yourself up and all the rest of that. What happens when we say, nothing is ever lost? There's only one mind. I don't know where they are, but Spirit does, and we release that. What happens? We find the car keys. Ever done that? Yep. Always, always, always. But as long as you're still beating yourself up, that's taking the place of the wisdom that you need to hear. How do we do this? Who do we call? Who in your life has a business that would be willing to advertise in the program for Pam Groud? That wants 500 people to know about their business. Who in your life, who do you deal with that for $200 for a full page ad? That's nothing. Who in your life would say, yes, I want that exposure. I want people to know about me. Who in your life would do that? We can ask that question and then allow Spirit to tell us and take that to the next step. So I invite you to go with me on this journey this week if you'd like. Ask the question and then listen for the answer that you get, because it's just amazing. This thing called life, in all shapes and sizes, is the most amazing thing, but we have to decide and then take the first step. So join me for a moment in the light. Recognizing that silence isn't always quiet, and that's okay. So in the peace of this moment, we say yes. We just say yes. We give thanks, great thanks, for this most amazing experience called life. For this absolute knowingness and feelingness that we never walk alone. That there's always the answer, always the opportunity to live richly. Always the opportunity to release what no longer serves us so we can step into what does. Always the wisdom to know what needs to be done or not done. And so we allow ourselves, because that's all we're ever doing is just allowing, we allow ourselves to experience this greater good. We say yes, thank you, and more please to that good in every area of our lives, knowing truly the best is yet to be. For our time together, we give great thanks, and together we say, and so it is.